7.
Version of America Tonight. Joining us right from the get-go is our pal Victoria Jones from Talk Radio News. Victoria, I trust that you spent all of Monday studying up on the presidents and picking out some of your, I threw this out to the listeners, picking out some of your favorite speeches of all times, or were you watching some TV? Were you catching up on episodes of Homeland or something like that?
Monday I was actually catching up on the season finale of Downton.
Oh, the season finale of Downton was so upsetting to me. I cannot even talk about it.
And we can't talk about it because somebody may not have seen it, but, you know, we don't know that that's what happened.
I have it on a good confidence that what you think happened at the end of that show, and everybody's listening in a tumwa'i saying, what is she talking about in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, that what you think happened, Victoria, just keep this close to the vest, really did happen.
Really? It didn't sort of half happen?
No. I hate to burst your bubble, but that's it. So, speaking of that being it, we have no finale when it comes to the sequester.
Only... I don't know if I can go on, Kate.
I know, that's how I feel.
Okay, I'm pulling myself together now.
On the sequester, we don't have a finale at this point, although it's coming close, March 1st. The White House and the Republicans are going toe-to-toe, even though it's a week off on the Hill. Is this just more of the same? You know, I'm going to dance up to the line, and Obama's going to keep pressing, and we'll see what happens. This is going to be another Band-Aid at the tail end of this. What do you think happens?
Well, it's interesting, because they're sort of dancing, but they're kind of dancing like a... one of the Downton parties where people don't really want to dance with the partners, and so they go out onto the floor and they sort of stick a toe in the water and then stick another toe and then wander back to the refreshments because they don't really want to be dancing with the partners. And the truth is, it's lackluster and lackadaisical. They're really not showing that much interest in averting this sequester. If this was a government shutdown, they would be in a panic. But a lot of these cuts aren't going to hit on March the 1st, March the 2nd. They're going to hit gradually. And I think what the lawmakers are thinking is, okay, so some things will start to happen, but people won't notice at first. So we've probably got a month or two to fix it before people start having these terrible wait times at airports and things.
Mm. All right. So
very cynical.
It is very cynical. Just keep that in mind, absolutely. You know, I didn't realize this, but I saw a headline earlier in the day, because I thought he was supposed to go, but is there anything to Secretary of State Kerry not going to Israel for this first trip?
Yes. What it is he doesn't want to go to Israel 3 weeks before the president goes to Israel. It would be really rude.
So he has to step aside.
Yeah, because he's going with the president.
Yeah. All right, so that makes sense.
Be rude and redundant.
Yeah, that makes sense, absolutely. The other thing that's interesting is the White House leak, this immigration leak thing. What's going on with that? Because it seemed like they're kind of now backtracking on it. At first it was like, well, this is Plan B, or, you know, it was billed as Plan B, not necessarily from the White House saying it was Plan B, more from sources, but then saying, yeah, well, of course, you know, here's some things that we're working on. So what's the deal? I can't tell if they're just completely denying it, backing off of it, or what?
Well, I think what David Axelrod said was very interesting about this, and my interpretation of it is kind of, this is sort of an eek leak, is that he said that he thinks that they disseminated it too widely within the White House, and so at that point, inevitably, there was going to be a leak, and so that it was not an intentional leak from the senior echelons of the White House. Somebody got hold of it and thought, this is interesting, I'm going to leak it. And it was not an intentional leak from the sub-Obama level. This was not intended to get out.
Mm. All right, so it wasn't really intended yet. That's interesting because, boy, it just sort of, it seemed like it just timed so poorly. Like, you got to be kidding me. I don't know that this was the right time for that. The other thing is what's going on with Chuck Hagel. Of course, it's a done week, as we keep saying, because President's Week, everybody's off. You and I have talked about this before, but Senator Lindsey Graham is really after Hagel. He's just saying, no way, this guy shouldn't be the Secretary of Defense. Is there even another short list of potential nominees if Hagel goes down?
Not that we're hearing about. And Lindsey Graham is acting a little bit more mollified at the moment because he got a letter from Hagel. He had asked Hagel about some language that he had apparently used once again on Israel, something that he doesn't remember saying. He seems to have some terminal amnesia on so many things. But he had said something. And so Lindsey Graham wrote him and said, so, you know, what's up with this? He said it was about Israel and the State Department. Anyway, Hagel sent him a letter disavowing this comment. And Graham is okay with that, and he's fine. And so basically said, as long as I don't hear anything else, I'm okay with this. So, or basically, work along those lines. So, of course, there are right-wing media outlets and right-wing groups who are feverishly looking for something else that will upset the apple cart in this very long week's recess.
It is a lull. All right, this is the most important question of them all. When are you taking a cruise? There's all kinds of sales right now, you know.
Yeah, you know, my fear of a cruise is that you go with your beloved and you get pushed off the back of the boat. I'm always hearing about people being pushed off the back of the ship on their honeymoon.
That's funny. My fear is that I'd be kidnapped by pirates.
See?
Yeah, irrational maybe, but I'm not getting on a boat. It doesn't sound like you are either.
No, and I'm also convinced I'm going to get one of those dreadful foodborne illnesses.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm not for the boats. You go one place, you stay, and you tour around. I think that makes much more sense.
Yeah.
All right, Victoria Jones, sorry to burst your bubble on Downton, but you have a good one.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, coming up the rest of this hour here on America Tonight, the wildest moments in Oscar history. Stephen Shohat, our man in Hollywood, gives us the skinny on that. I was thinking about some of those boring acceptance speeches. You know what I hate? This is probably why I'm not a huge awards person, other than if I like the comedian and I like the actors and the people that have been in the movies, because we, after all, do our cheap movie review. But when the actors get up and they have this long list, it's like this, I would like to thank 15 different handlers, and, oh yeah, when they're playing them out, my husband, my wife, whatever. And it just seems like it's not, that's one of those moments where you want to nail a great speech and say something significant and not list off a whole bunch of handlers. Coming up here on ATN, on the flip side, how do you feel about Congress? Gallup did a new poll. I don't think you're going to be surprised by the results. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Wayne Daly from Midas Resources, February 19th, 2013. Gold opened at $16.1260. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.5301. A half ounce for $8.2651. Or a quarter ounce for $4.1325. That's $16.5301, $8.2651, and $4.1325.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning.
All right, I promise. We're going to get to those numbers from the Gallup poll and how you feel about Congress, thumbs up or thumbs down. Based on all the emails that I get every single day and the phone calls when you throw in your 2 cents, Izzy in Missouri, Dan in Texas, even Rick in Illinois, who would be our Obama supporter and much more liberal caller, not fans of what's happening in Washington. But before we go there, I'm going to steer in a different direction, if you'll allow me, kind of pulling an anti-Danica Patrick move here on America Tonight. How about this deal? Imagine in your mind you have rectified with yourself, because you know you're playing the mental gymnastics, I'm going somewhere with this, trust me, of my time has come on death row, and it is my day to die. I'm going to get the lethal injection, and I'm ready. I mentally am ready now for that. But then suddenly, at the very last minute, like a scene from a movie, sweat pouring down the guy delivering the news' face to tell you, oh, no, you're not going to die. There's been a stay. So that's what happened in Georgia. There's a guy who killed a fellow prisoner in 1990, and they halted his execution at the last minute so the courts could consider claims that he's, well, mentally disabled and had a whole bunch of other issues. So this appeals court said, okay, you got to stay. 52-year-old Warren Lee Hill. He was prepared for the lethal injection. 2-1 was the decision. A panel of the appeals court said they got to look at more. They need a more of a review because of the affidavits by the doctors who, get this, changed their mind about his mental capacity. In fact, the way that the report read is Hill is mentally retarded. That's the word that was used. That's what the judges said in the majority, that the decision that was wrote in the that they wrote in the order. That's crazy. How about that? Because earlier in the day, check this out, the state parole board, the Supreme Court of Georgia, and the U.S. Supreme Court, that's three, baby, all declined to stop that execution. So that is, man, that really is crazy. And here's what happened. Just a few little details. So what he did was he beat to death another inmate, a guy named Joe Handspike. This is somebody that was in jail with him. He used a board that was studded with nails to just completely bludgeon him while he slept. And the other prisoners were screaming for him to stop. So at that time, this guy Hill was already serving a life sentence for murder. And that was back in the mid-80s, killing his girlfriend, who he shot 11 times. So this guy shot his girlfriend 11 times, slaughtered her, gets a life in prison, goes to prison, then kills this prisoner, and now gets a stay. And he had a whole bunch of people supporting him, like the former prez, Jimmy Carter and his wife. Carter released a statement saying Georgia shouldn't violate its own prohibition against executing people with serious diminished capacity. So all the other courts, including the highest court that you can get to, said, no, go ahead. But he finally got the reprieve from the appeal. How about that? I mean, that's just really incredible. So I guess they'll look at all the evidence, the IQ thing, and try to assess, was he mentally disabled? Is he mildly mentally disabled? Is he able to function? Whatever. The three doctors, that's the statements from the three doctors, saved him. Otherwise, he would be gone. Now, you can imagine the woman's family, who they go back to the mid-80s with this, where she was shot. How many times did I say? 11 times. They probably felt like, oh, finally, because of what happened in prison. Maybe they don't, but they might be thinking we get our justice. But in fact, it didn't happen. How about that? One thing that's happening is plenty of Americans are still in step with the mantra that we are not satisfied with the people who are making the laws. This is nothing new. We can go back and look at statistics from Gallup in the past. You know, if we looked at approval ratings and we went back to, let's say, 2011, we'd get 17%. Now, 17% seems almost high for what we're thinking in our heads, right? But if you go to 2009, that was 30%. 30%. So 17 is not good. And before, what usually was the average before 2008 and our banker friends are too big to fail, they average about 25% or higher. That used to be what would happen. The only time that it's been well over 50 was right after really 9/11, and then the numbers would be, you know, 56, which is high. So now more than 8 out of every 10 American disapproves of the job Congress is doing. This is the latest one. It's 15% if you figure it out, so it's slightly up. I mean, 10% is the lowest. That was in February and August of 2012, just before the presidential election last year. The approval shot up a tad. So what does it mean? It means that I don't think we're ever going to see 50s again. Sure, I love my representative. I love the job they're doing in Washington, D.C., tackling all the problems, figuring it out, tough, small, all of them. A balanced budget, working on it day and night, prioritizing really getting things done. I know that's a little bit of a jab, a little bit of sarcasm for you, but I think pretty much people are just disgusted with it all because of the constant stepping around what the true issues are, avoidance. You know, if this was a relationship, I would be so out of here. You'd have a major problem with non-commitment and avoidance and no accountability. Ugh, that is deadly. So no wonder why our relationship to Congress is not a good one. We, the people, are not really thrilled, and that's the reason why. I think for all the things that I just said, it keeps going back to the accountability thing, and whatnot. Hey, coming up, Stephen Showhead is going to join us to talk Oscar. Wonder if there's a way to hack into the ballots and find out what is going to be the best picture. Is it going to be Argo? Is it going to be Lincoln? Is it going to be Zero Dark 30? Is it going to be Les Mis? Or one of the others that's up? Django, also on the list. Because the Chinese, if they can figure out a way to hack in, it looks like they are hacking into things all over the place. The Chinese military, the way the evidence is rolling down now, is responsible for stealing massive amounts of our government data and corporate trade secrets. Bummer, huh? Seriously. So they're looking, our government, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, is looking at fining and trying to see what they can do and maybe some other kind of trade action they can take against Beijing for their cyber espionage. But there's also hacking that's been tied to China, to some people in China. And, you know, listen, actually cyber spying, if you think about it, and you think about some of the stuff that has been stolen, you know, we think for sure that the unit doing this is part of the People's Liberation Army Cyber Command, and they're under the direct authority of the General Staff Department in China's version of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. So that's on purpose. That's just not some idiot at a desk. That goes way up the chain. And it means it's being authorized, like I said, way up the chain. The Chinese government, in the meantime, is denying involvement in cyber attacks tracked down by Mandiant. And instead, they're saying that China's a victim of hacking. We are a victim, too, just like you are. Except for that some of it's been traced to the U.S. Foreign Ministry spokesperson, Hong Li, who went and said that, you know, listen, we are denying what you're saying that we're doing in China, and we have had our computers slammed as badly as yours with malicious software, and websites have been hacked into, too. I don't know, what do you think? You believe in the Chinese on this one? Oscar's next.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Thank you. Could you double check the envelope?
All right, that was Martin Scorsese for his big Oscar win. That was a great moment, I think, in Academy history. But there certainly have been memorable moments and wild moments. The Oscars are coming up. We do our cheap movie reviews. And, of course, we have my pal Stephen Showhead on the show every week. He's the author of Hollywood Stories, short entertaining anecdotes about the stars and legends of the movies. Stephen, there are sort of unpredictable things that can happen at the Oscars, aren't there?
Yeah, anything can happen, although, you know, sometimes it seems like a formal stodgy affair, but, and sometimes, you know, you have to wait for those big moments, but yeah, over the years, I mean, there have been wild stuff and, you know, a lot of it in the television days and a lot of it beforehand too.
Yeah. What did you think was, I was thinking back just when you had sent me a note earlier in the week, and I was thinking, remember the guys from South Park when they dressed up like Gwyneth Paltrow and I think J-Lo? I thought that was pretty wild.
Yeah, that was wild. I think though it wasn't spontaneous.
No.
So I mean the thing that was really spontaneous that sticks out of my mind is Adrian Brody kissing Halle Berry, and I mean, boy, that could have been a disaster on TV. She could have slapped his face. I mean, some people were calling for assault charges. She was married at the time.
Yeah, I remember.
But she seemed to be totally into the kiss, and she was very generous about it. She said she understood, you know, that when she won the Oscar for Monsters Ball a year earlier, it was an out-of-body experience, and therefore she just thought that he was going through the same thing that she was, and she just decided to roll with it. And how Eric Beignet thought, what he thought about it. I mean, I think Halle Berry said he just took it in stride, but shortly afterwards it turned out that they had some other problems and they ended up getting divorced. So.
Oh, yeah, that was really strange. Didn't he have a sex addiction problem or something?
Yeah, the sex addiction problem, and then he went to the sex therapist, and then he hit on her, too.
Oh, so. Man. Yeah, oh, so. Poor Halle Berry. Boy, she has one of the most beautiful women in the world, has the worst time with some of the men that she's been with. Hey, David Niven, and I know you know this, you have to really go back in the archives, but you can always Google it and pull it up, but back in the mid-70s, when the streaker went by behind David Niven, that was pretty wild. I went and looked at that the other day.
Yeah, and then there was a man named Robert Opel, David Niven probably had, you know, you could argue the funniest line ever after he said that was that man will always be remembered for his shortcomings. You know, David Niven, he's one of the great sources for Hollywood anecdotes that there was, and people used to love to be around him. I mean, Robert Wagner in his book just wrote about how wonderful it was to hang out with David Niven, and Lana Wood, you know, similar things. He always had the best stories, the best one-liners, and he certainly came through on that night. I mean, having a great reaction to that situation, so the show went on smoothly.
Yeah. The other thing that I thought of, what did you think when Jack Palance, remember when he did the one-arm push-ups?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what that did was it gave Billy Crystal like 25 lines to use that night in reference to Jack Palance's push-up. So yeah, I mean, that was a great moment too. Jack Palance, he actually got one of his big breaks because he was Marlon Brando's stand-in for A Streetcar Named Desire, and Marlon Brando had been sparring quite a bit, and his sparring partner in the boxing ring knocked him out and knocked him into the hospital, and Jack Palance got the part, and it was misprinted in a couple of places that Jack Palance was the one who knocked Marlon Brando out, but no, it was another person, but Jack Palance got the big break for that movie then and there, and he obviously stayed in tremendous shape throughout his entire career, and really had a good time on the Oscar show doing the one arm push ups that night.
Yeah, remember the Italian director, the actor director that just
Roberto Benigni. Yeah.
Oh, that was crazy because that was one of those spontaneous moments, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Although, you know, some people said that he spoke in the broken English when he accepted the awards. Then some people said that they heard him talking to friends, and he spoke English absolutely perfectly, and had that little bit of an exaggeration there. But he was very. Even if he was putting on a bit of an image, he was very enthusiastic and exuberant when he got the award. That's for sure.
Yeah. What other moments would you put on your list as strange?
You know, some of them I've only read about. There was an actress named Alice Brady back in 1937. She won the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress for the movie in old Chicago, and she didn't show up because she had a broken ankle. So some guy walked up, grabbed the award, and was never seen again. Some total stranger, and they still don't know who he was or whatever happened to that award. Luckily, she got another one. So I'd say that's definitely one of them. And then there was Frank Capra thinking he was going to win for the movie Lady for a Day, Best Director. And Will Rogers was presenting the award, and he says, I've been watching this guy for a long time. Come and get it, Frank. And Frank Capra stood up, and it was Frank Lloyd for the movie Cavalcade.
Oh.
And Frank Capra just stood there motionless, stunned for about 2 minutes, and somebody yelled out, "Down in front." And, it was absolute humiliation. Now, luckily, he came back the next year with the movie It Happened One Night, and that not only won Best Picture, but Best Director, Best Actor, Best Actress, Best... I don't think they had supporting actress at that time. But, he had to wait a year for the triumph after humiliation. And then, of course, you can't forget the Sasheen Littlefeather situation, especially because it was recently brought up by Jay Leno. And Jay Leno said Elizabeth Warren is about as much of a Native American as the stripper that Marlon Brando hired. And I think he might have gotten his Academy Awards confused, because the stripper, of course, was Robert Opel a year after, or the streaker, I should say, was a year after Sasheen Littlefeather, who was not a stripper. Her real name was Maria Cruz, and she was an actress, and she was half Apache, half white, half Caucasian. And
right.
She lives now in Northern California, and she's a breast cancer survivor. But that was just such a wild and bizarre moment. And one person, the thing about that was that Brando didn't say anything, and therefore he lost a lot of respect from various people in Hollywood. Like Michael Caine said, if the man's got something to say, he should say it himself. And John Wayne publicly came out and criticized Brando and said, Native American actors are looking for work, and then he dresses up this girl in an Indian outfit. I mean, she was partly Native American, but he said, why doesn't he say what he has to say himself? But secretly, John Wayne told his friends that he thought what Marlon Brando had done was absolutely hysterically funny.
Oh yeah, yeah. The thing that's weird, I think, too, with the acceptance speeches. I said this before you came on. The thing I don't like, I mean, we're talking about kind of wild, spontaneous moments, or what we think are spontaneous. And then there was a few memorable moments in there. But the thing I hate, Stephen, is when they get up and they list all of the handlers they've had in their life and they just do a laundry list. I think, is that because they feel compelled that this is the moment I got to thank every single person I can think of and make sure I don't forget anyone? Or what is it about that they promise they'll get their name out there, or they don't have anything great to say?
Some people are more prepared than others, and some people are more overwhelmed than others. So it's not a consistent thing from person to person. I mean, I'm sure they don't want to leave anybody out, but like Hilary Swank famously left out her husband, Chad Lowe, when she won for Boys Don't Cry. I mean, she just forgot. Or Halle Berry forgot to mention Billy Bob Thornton, her co-star for the movie Monsters Ball. So, I think there's a reason to have the list. But it's more interesting when they have something to say. But like Dustin Hoffman sort of putting down the award when he won for Kramer versus Kramer in 1979, trying to make a statement about how there shouldn't be competition with actors. And then it seemed like 8 years later when he won for Rain Man, or 9 years later, I think his whole philosophy had changed, and he was so desperately happy to win the award and had no rebuking for the Academy. So, things like that are definitely more interesting when those things happen. And also, I mean, this year is going to be the big thing is going to be the 50th anniversary of James Bond. So it'll be kind of interesting to see how Sean Connery is doing and Roger Moore, and if all the James Bonds appear on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you know, great moments before with Charlie Chaplin and Groucho Marx getting honored. And
yeah.
You know, there's always interesting moments, even if the show is sometimes a little boring.
Yeah, and that's what we're going to be looking for. All right, Stephen Showhead, we'll be talking about the Oscars, who won, who got shafted perhaps next time around. Check it out, HollywoodStories.com. Thanks, Stephen.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Way is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Here for this Hour of America tonight with me, Kate Delaney. A couple of big reminders. Jump on our Facebook and you can tweet with us as well. Do that by going to americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Crazy story about this gas explosion in Kansas City. Haven't brought that up yet. Remember we had the big thing that happened in Northern California. Pretty scary. I mean, how many of you listening are homeowners? If you are in your neighborhood and something just stinks like gas, I mean, talking like there is, you know, something's a little bit odd. Get out of there, because it could be one of these crazy natural gas line explosions. So they got 3 people missing, 14 people injured. A gas line in Kansas City, Missouri, blows up, and it ignites a 4-alarm fire. How awful is that? Take a listen to what some of the people had to say it was like.
We have to go to work, go to school, go home. You remember the gas price?
Living in the U.S., it wasn't obviously a bomb or something like that, so I figured it must, after I smelled the gas, I figured it must have been a gas explosion.
It smelled like super, super strong. It almost smelled like the radiators were steeping out gas. And I said to Gary, I said, go around and check the radiators, maybe close them. I said, this is way too strong.
Yeah, so this happened Tuesday night. It levels a restaurant, just blows the roof off the top of it, and it was in an upscale neighborhood, a shopping district. And the residential area near it was a big place for people to hang out. So it looks like a contractor. That's what the gas company is saying, Gas Energy in Missouri is saying. It looks like a contractor doing some underground digging, some work, hit a natural gas line, but they're still investigating. They can't say that for sure. The walls of the restaurant, the roof blows off, the restaurant collapses, and they're saying, from as far as 10, 15 miles away, they swear they could hear the explosion, that it was so loud. So loud. Oh, imagine if you're sitting there, you smell this gas, and then you're a little bit worried, right? And then you look up and you see this roof, because a lot of people said they saw the roof blow off that restaurant. Wow. 3 are in critical condition. 3 are in serious condition. And that's sad. They're all at St. Luke's right now, battling for their lives. They had to bring in about 100 guys with the fire equipment as firefighters because it took so long to try to put it out. That kind of a fire can really, really take off. But, you know, one of the witnesses said that there was a man, and this is the thing, said that there was a man who had a handheld device who came into the restaurant before the blast, before that explosion, and told her and 10 others to leave. She told some people what he had said. And what happened was the restaurant workers had already turned off everything because people had smelled the gas. And she left after he had said that. So now they're questioning that report. Somebody making a warning, coming in with some kind of handheld device, but what does that mean? It looks like, because there was a contractor there, that this was simply a case of smashing into a gas line, but hey, who's to say? If somebody comes in and warns somebody, that's all that could have been. And, you know, man, what do you take out of this? A natural gas thing hitting a line? Scary. I think it's scary about, you know, hearing that sound, looking up, seeing that, and what's the scoop with, you know, what's the scoop with what's happened underneath our houses in our neighborhoods, and how safe are we? How safe are we with what's happening? Construction crews hitting a gas line? Man, what's going on? Somebody said to me, you know, we have, what was it the president said in the State of the Union address? 70,000 bridges in need of repair. We have an electric grid that goes back to happy days in the 50s. So we got some problems here with some outdated stuff. And especially when you think of the neighborhoods and you think of these lines, you know, it doesn't take much to hit them. So somebody's digging around and, phew, wow, it's in a way amazing that more people, because so many people were in the area at the time, that more people actually weren't hurt in this. But 3 missing, that's not good. Those people that are injured, that have, one has burns on 40% of their body, just, man, in the wrong place at the wrong time. And, you know, it's your neighborhood, though, right? It's your neighborhood. Anybody ever been in that situation where you smelled gas, had that moment of panic, and called somebody? And thank goodness, because who knows what would have happened. It's one of those moments where you have to think and act quick. And I think the people did. it just, they just couldn't do anything about that fire. Finally, just poof, that was it. Something helped it along, and unfortunately, the neighborhood went up in a very fast way. Speaking of fast, this story is making the rounds all over the place because you think, wow, in this day and age, how do you get this close? But some robbers actually went through a gate and they stole $50 million in diamonds at a Belgian airport. So you had, you know, it was nighttime. You had about 20 planes, airplane passengers that had taken their seats, rather, for this hop from Brussels to Zurich. And there was cargo that was being loaded into the airplane along with those suitcases they were throwing in. And it was $50 million. They had no idea. $50 million in polished diamonds and some rough diamonds. But right before 8 o'clock on Monday this happened, 8 masked men in 2 different vans went through a fence in Brussels, and they sped toward the tarmac. They looked like kind of police uniforms. They didn't fire any shots. Nobody was injured, all that kind of stuff. The pilot, the co-pilot, were all threatened at gunpoint, and within 3 minutes, they snatched the diamonds from the hold, and then they were gone. They raced out of the fence they had knocked down, and that was it. There were 4 in each one of the vans, and they broke the hole in the fence. They went through, obviously, inside job or had that inside information. Talk about targeting. We have 10 minutes when we can get to that plane and we can get on the aircraft, threaten them, and have others digging for the diamonds. I mean, that's crazy. Antwerp is the city that's called the world's best diamond cutting capital, where they cut the diamonds, and it's only 25 miles away from Brussels. So the Antwerp World Diamond Center, as they say, on average has 200 million stones that come in and out. So the security thing is big for them. How do they know? It had to be an inside job. The last time they had something like this, it would be back in 2003, when some thieves got in. They made off with, in the city, they made off with about 100 safes at the Diamond Center, and they never got those stones back. So this is crazy. I don't know why I never thought of this or didn't realize this. 34,000 jobs in that area, in that city, because of the Antwerp World Diamond Center, are connected to the diamond trade. It's such a big deal. So they have mining company people, dealers, people who polish the stones, all that kind of stuff. So I think they think of different ways to get diamonds in and out. And by just randomly having them on this plane, I guess they thought they were safe, but somebody knew where that plane was going to be. And it took them only minutes to steal them. Minutes. And then they sped off, and that's it. And they don't think that they have very good descriptions of the guys, and they think they're gone. They're not going to find them. That is a wild story.
What, are you kidding me?
Idiot! It's simple!
Matt, shame on you. Shame on you. For plain dumb. Let me tell you.
Why wouldn't I want to be here? This is fantastic. This is great.
One in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, A simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.